Just a Bunch of Feelings That We Have by Flirty Froggy, read by Cookie Mom 6067. Chapter 1. Nikki had found the perfect solution. The solution, Joe. The problem, Nikki's love life. Nikki had always believed that the love of his life was out there somewhere. They were just having some trouble finding each other. They would, eventually. Despite the long series of disasters that had characterized his dating life in the last few years, Nikki was confident that the right person was out there. In the meantime, Nikki had needs and wants and desires. He liked sex. He liked it a lot, but nobody he'd met recently had gone beyond one date, and he wasn't keen on one-night stands, or at least, he wasn't very good at them. Every one-night stand he'd ever had turned into a relationship, most of which ended disastrously. People liked Nikki. They liked him even more after they'd slept with him. He was generous in bed, but even more than that, he was a good listener. He was easy to talk to. He could be too intense at times, but he'd learned to dial that back, to be attentive without overwhelming. So people talked to him. And talked, and talked. They rarely listened. And eventually he got tired of being their therapist and not their boyfriend, and he told them so, and they got upset, and there was a big fight, and then Nikki was single again. When he found the love of his life, all this bullshit wouldn't matter anymore. But in the meantime, he was tired of it, tired of repeating the same pattern. Quinn had suggested he see a therapist on his own, or, failing that, she could introduce him to her friend Joe, who didn't believe in love, and who never spoke about his feelings to anyone ever, so Nikki could safely have sex with him without falling back into the old pattern. Nikki had picked the Joe option, and it was the best thing he'd ever done. Joe didn't want anything from him except to be gently manhandled onto the nearest available surface, enjoy some mutually spectacular orgasms, and then cuddle afterwards. They barely talked except about what they wanted to do to each other. As soon as cuddling and showering was done, they went their separate ways. Nikki didn't even know his last name, let alone his siblings' names and his friends' names and his pets' names and every feeling he'd ever had about each of them. For all Nikki knew, Joe physically manifested outside his apartment and then vanished into the ether again as soon as they parted. It was perfect. When Joe was younger, he'd fallen in love easily, so easily, fully, totally, completely in love, thinking each time that this time, this was the one. As it turned out, we both find each other attractive enough to want to touch each other's genitals, while a good start is not in itself a solid foundation for a lifetime of love and commitment. There needs to be something else there. Often, by the time they realized there wasn't, one or both of them was in too deep and got hurt. Joe got hurt. Other times, the other person got overwhelmed by just how much Joe felt and how quickly, so they bailed. And Joe got hurt. He'd tried going slow, but his heart didn't really do slow, however much he tried to hold back. So he stopped. He stopped falling in love. Stop looking for love, stop talking about love, no more relationships. He had family and friends he loved and cherished, work that he found fulfilling. Who needed love with a capital L anyway? Maybe it was a scam. Maybe it just wasn't for Joe. Either way, he was done. Emotional needs met by people who actually cared about him. Joe's sexual needs could easily be met by a series of meaningless flings. He could be charming and funny and fun, and people liked those things. Most people didn't mind that they didn't get anything more from him. It probably didn't occur to them that there was anything more to be had. He was fun. He was a good time. Joe was fine with that. And if some people occasionally thought that he was unfeeling or uncaring, at least that was better than getting his heart stomped on again. Nikki was perfect for Joe. No chance of getting overly emotional there. It wasn't that Nicky was cold or inconsiderate. Far from it. He was incredibly attentive to what Joe wanted in bed and seemed very happy to provide it. But he was very clear about what he wanted from this and gave Joe no foothold at all. Joe was certain that Nicky had emotions, but Joe had no idea what they were. If he had hobbies and interests, they were a mystery to Joe. Apart from knowing he was friendly with Quinn, he knew nothing about friends or family or important people in his life. There was nothing for Joe's heart to latch on to, nothing to make it decide, this is the thing. Nicky was a brick wall who gave truly amazing blowjobs and held him afterwards. It was perfect. Nicky was not having a good day. It wasn't the worst day. Nothing truly bad happened, just a nonstop series of small disasters, starting with him sleeping through his alarm and culminating in his car refusing to start when he left work. When the breakdown mechanic arrived, it turned out, to Nicky's deep mortification, that the battery was flat because he left the lights on all day. Why the lights were even on in the first place, Nicky didn't know. It had been full daylight when he left home. There was no reason for him to turn them on. The mechanic very kindly didn't laugh at him, charged his battery enough to get him going, and advised he go for a long drive to charge it up properly. The gym he had a membership for had a branch about an hour away, so he drove over there to see if he could get some of his frustration out of his system. He considered the pool and the yoga studio, but in the end decided to beat the crap out of some punching bags for a while. He did feel better afterwards, kind of. Less frustrated, but still strangely wired. Exhausted, but on edge. He drove home, and still feeling weird, messaged Joe and asked him to come over. He had Joe pressed up against the wall before he'd even taken his jacket off, hands under his t-shirt, growling into his mouth. Joe responded in kind, and everything was gearing up for the sort of quick, cathartic session Nicky had thought he needed. Then all the energy suddenly drained out of him, and he found himself licking slowly into Joe's mouth, rolling his hips gently, where moments ago he'd been grinding hard. Joe broke the kiss and looked at him in concern. "Everything okay?" Nicky nodded. "Bad day. Weird mood." "Want to talk about it?" Joe asked, and looked surprised that he had done so, but he didn't take it back. "There's not a lot to talk about," Nicky said after a moment, "but thank you." Then, "I want you to fuck my thighs," he decided. Joe's eyebrows quirked upwards and he smiled. "Okay." He looked around. "Here?" It wouldn't be the first time they hadn't got further than the front door, but the urgent mood had dissipated, and without it, sex in the hallway just seemed weird. Nicky felt a smile tug at his lips, his first of the day, and took Joe's hand. "Here," he said, and led Joe deeper into the living area. Nicky wasn't sure if Joe had been in here or not. They mostly went straight to the bedroom. They certainly didn't do things like watching movies or talking. Then he remembered that Joe had blown him in the chair by the window a few weeks ago. He'd been wearing the same leather jacket he had on now, and he'd knelt at Nicky's feet and sucked his brains out through his dick while the streetlight outside shone on him like moonlight, gleaming off his curls and his cheekbones. "Kiss me," he murmured, pulling Joe into him. Joe took his face between his hands and kissed him until Nicky felt like he was melting into him. Still attached at the lips, they made their stumbling way to the sofa. "Joe," Nicky whispered as he lay down. Joe was slipping off his jacket and taking far too long about it. Nicky reached out and pulled Joe down on top of him. "Joe." "Hmm?" "Nothing. I just like saying your name." Joe laughed. "That's good. I like hearing you say my name." He kissed Nicky's chin, then continued down his throat. Nicky tipped his head back to give him better access. His hand slipped into Nicky's sweatpants and traced along the top of the waistband of his underwear. "You mind if I take my time with you tonight?" Nicky shook his head. "I'd like that." Joe rubbed his thumb along Nicky's hip and nuzzled at the sensitive skin under his jaw. "You smell good, Nicky." He licked the spot he'd just been nuzzling. "Tastes good, too." Shower, Jim. That'll be why your hair's damp, I guess, Joe said and tugged playfully at a tendril by his ear. Nicky felt it down to his toes and he gasped and arched his back. Joe's eyes widened. That's new. Watching Nicky's reactions, he pulled again. Nicky moaned this time, just a little. He couldn't help it. I'm sure I've pulled your hair before and you never did that. It's not all the time. It always felt good. Some days it was just a pleasant sensation on his scalp, and others it was a lot stronger. Some days it felt like he could almost come from that alone. Sometimes I just enjoy it, and sometimes it's like this. Huh. Joe sank his fingers into Nicky's hair and scratched lightly at his scalp, setting Nicky's skin alight. How's that? Good, Nicky gasped. Yeah? Joe propped himself up on his elbows so he could keep scratching and rubbing at his scalp with one hand while he pulled gently with the other. Nicky writhed beneath him, seeking friction for his cock and finding it against Joe's hip. Fuck, Nicky. He pulled again, a little harder. Joe, stop, stop. Joe stopped immediately. Did I hurt you? Was it too much? It was incredible, but if you keep doing that, you're not going to be able to take your time with me like you'd hoped. You can come from this? No. But you're lying on my cock, and I'm not above rubbing myself off on you. Joe laughed, but didn't move. Interesting. Thighs, remember? Oh, yeah, Joe said, as though he'd genuinely forgotten. He pulled away, and Nicky mourned the contact, though he received immediate compensation when Joe stripped off his t-shirt and began on his jeans. Nicky managed to find the coordination to wriggle out of his own clothes, and then Joe was back, gloriously naked, and warm against him, hard against his thigh. Joe smiled and dipped his head to kiss Nicky gently, his fingers finding their way back into Nicky's hair. Nicky arched against him, and Joe smiled against his lips and shifted his hips back, so there was no pressure on Nicky's cock at all. Nuh-uh. Thighs, remember? Spoil sport, Nicky grumbled. Joe chuckled and tugged at Nicky's hair. I'll make it good for you, I promise. I don't doubt you. Joe had said he intended to take his time, and he made good on that promise. By the time Joe was sucking at the hollow just below his hip, Nicky felt like he was simultaneously floating and sinking into the sofa. His bad day was a distant memory. His restless jangling long since seeped out through his skin and vanished into the air. There was just Joe and Joe's mouth and Joe's hands. He felt like he could do this all night and never need Joe to go anywhere near his cock. Then Joe reached his thighs and the sensitive skin on the inside of them. With every brush of Joe's lips, Nicky was on fire again, wanted Joe everywhere. But Joe seemed to be enjoying his current location. Joe. Joe. You're supposed to be fucking them, not licking them. I can't fuck them without introducing myself. It'd be rude. You've met. Joe lifted his head to look up at him, grinning. He dropped one last kiss to Nicky's thigh, and then squirmed upwards until he could kiss Nicky's mouth instead. This really was the best decision Nicky had ever made. How do you prefer to do this? Joe asked. Nicky thought for a moment and then shifted onto his side. Joe followed his lead and settled behind him, pressed against his back, while Nicky retrieved the lube he knew he would find in Joe's jeans and slicked up the inside of his thighs. Joe threaded his fingers through Nicky's hair and took a firm grip that Nicky felt down his spine. Still feel good? Unbelievably. Joe's other hand slipped around Nicky's waist to skate over his cock before fondling his balls. Nicky groaned and leaned his head back against Joe's shoulder. Joe tugged on his hair again. Still good? Nicky hummed in agreement. Better if your cock was where it should be. It was currently pressing against the base of Nicky's spine, leaving little streaks of pre-cum on Nicky's skin every time he moved. It certainly wasn't a bad place for it to be, but it wasn't where Nicky wanted it right now. Joe huffed a laugh against his cheek. So eager for me to get off on you, he joked. Yes, Nikki said, not joking. Fuck, Nikki. Joe had to shuffle down a little to slip his cock where Nikki had spread the lube, right at the thickest part of his thigh rather than at the top. Nikki liked it there, but more importantly for Nikki's purposes right now, he knew Joe liked it there. They hadn't done this before, but Joe had spent plenty of time with his head between Nikki's thighs, and Nikki had noted the places where he'd lingered. Nikki pressed his legs together, crossing them at the ankles, and Joe groaned low against his shoulder blade and began rolling his hips. His cock slid easily along the sensitive skin of Nikki's inner thighs, hot and slick and so, so good. The hand that had been idly playing with his balls wrapped around his cock and began pumping at the slow, steady pace Nikki liked. Nikki, you feel probably not going to last as long as I'd hoped like this, Joe huffed ruefully. Good, Nikki gasped as Joe tugged on his hair again. It felt less deliberate now and more like Joe getting caught up in his own pleasure. Nikki could feel his own orgasm pooling in the pit of his belly. Good, I want you to, God, I want you to mess me up. Joe moaned against Nikki's back, his breath hot against Nikki's skin, and his hips stuttered. He wasn't quite there yet, though. Nikki tightened his thighs as much as he could. Come on, Joe. Let me feel you. I know you want to come all over my thighs. You want to mess me up. Joe made a choked sound Nikki had become very familiar with over the last few weeks, and his whole body tensed, his hand tightening in Nikki's hair as he came between Nikki's thighs. He slumped against Nikki's back, and his hand faltered on Nikki's cock as his coordination fell apart. Nikki whimpered. Too close now, too close. And he wrapped his hand around Joe's, their fingers tangling as they brought Nikki to completion. Nikki curled in on himself as he came over their joined hands, his orgasm overwhelming. Then he sank back, dazed, into Joe's embrace. Come here, Joe murmured before Nikki could even see straight, tucking his fingers under Nikki's chin and tilting his head round. His hand was wet with Nikki's cum. Let me kiss that filthy mouth. Nikki twisted round to face him and they sank into the kiss, deep and unhurried. Joe clenched the hand still buried in Nikki's hair and Nikki whined. Joe pulled back. Too much? Yes. No. Wonderful, Nikki said, blindly seeking Joe's lips again. Joe laughed against his mouth, fingers scratching deliciously at Nikki's scalp. They had to part eventually, and Joe grimaced down at the sticky mess they'd made. I think we might have ruined your sofa. Nikki shook his head. Washable covers. Thinking ahead, I like it. He pecked at Nikki's lips. Shower? Give me a minute. Joe laughed and pushed himself up from the sofa. Joe laughed a lot, Nikki had noticed. I'll take that as a compliment, he said, and headed to the bathroom. By the time Nikki got to the shower, Joe was just getting out of it. Sometimes they showered together, and sometimes they didn't, though showering together tended to occur more often at Joe's house. Nikki's bathroom was not built for two people. He washed and dried himself quickly and went back into the living room to find Joe fully dressed and pulling on his shoes. They exchanged half-hearted smiles as Nikki retrieved his sweatpants. This part was never uncomfortable exactly, but it was always a bit awkward. Joe grabbed his jacket and Nikki walked him to the door. Don't take this the wrong way, Joe said, but I kind of hope you have more bad days. Nikki laughed. Definitely don't need to have a bad day for us to do that again. Duly noted, Joe said with a smile that he pressed to Nikki's lips. Good night, Nikki. Good night. Joe flashed a smile over his shoulder as the door closed. Then he was gone. Nikki hummed to himself as he stripped the covers off the sofa and threw them in the washing machine, then went to raid the fridge for leftovers. Not such a bad day in the end.